Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Coming up, a close encounter of the whale kind. First, this emerging science note from Tobin Hack.
In their search for regenerative cell therapies that might someday cure Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and other diseases, scientists have studied adult stem cells found in the hair follicles of mice. Now, for the first time, pathologist Dr. Xiaowei Xu at the University of Pennsylvania has isolated a new adult stem cell in the human hair follicle. He calls it multipotent because it can transform into many kinds of tissue. By culturing these multipotent cells with proteins and minerals, Dr. Xu has already gotten the hair follicle stem cells to differentiate into skin, nerve, muscle, bone, cartilage, and fat tissue. These multipotent stem cells contain proteins, called markers, that have previously been found only in embryonic stem cells. And they can duplicate themselves without the help of other cells, meaning that a single stem cell can be extracted from a hair follicle, cultured in a lab, and produce a colony of cells. That's a good thing, because only one or two of these cells exist in every hair follicle, and millions would be required for regenerative treatments. Although stem cells from human hair follicles are much harder to come by and less versatile than embryonic stem cells, they're less controversial in today's political and religious debates over the ethics of stem cell research. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Tobin Hack.